Texas, I'm back. April 5th through the 6th. Four shows at the Comedy Arena, McKinney, Texas. Come out. I want to sell that shit out. We're going to have a blast. We had a good time last time. We're going to do it again. You know what I mean? DamianLemon.com for tickets or thecomedyarena.com for tickets. Be there.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. We back. Another week in your ear, crystal clear, you know? Salute to the ladies. Women's History Month still going. What's good with you?
I thought you was about to do a slow jam. Salute
to
the ladies.
Nah, it was. It was. Yeah, well, you know.
It was the beginning of H-Town or some shit.
Come on. Right. To all the queens out there. Nah. This ain't the Quiet Storm. This is In the Conversation. What's good?
Man, it's all good, man. You know. It's the beginning of Ramadan, you know what I'm saying? Trying to stay strong and hold on. So,
what's this, day one or day two?
This day two. People started today, but I started, you know, yesterday with the mainstream Muslims, I guess.
With the mainstream, what's the determining factor between the two?
The moon
start dates?
Sighting the moon. So.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, different people handle it different ways. Like the American Muslims, you know, want to see the moon for themselves and make their own determination. The Saudi Arabian Muslims, you know what I'm saying? They usually see the moon first. So, you know, everybody usually go off them. But, you know, the black Americans, like, shit, we want to see that shit our own eyes with our own telescope. And,
right.
You know, it's always different groups doing it different times. Sometimes it's, you know, just, all right, well, when we start, you know what I mean? So I started yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's going to be interesting trying to handle it, you know what I'm saying, along with everything else, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to give up if I can't, but right now it's cool, you know what I'm saying? One thing that I learned, shout out to Brendan Moore, Be More from Howard University, rapper, that he was a nutritionist at one point. And he broke down, I think we talked about it on here, but he broke down a good nutrition plan for me. And I've been following that. So that's been holding me down. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that I got the good old vegan, vegetarian multivitamins. You know what I'm saying? That's what he called your insurance, where you get your nutrients and all that shit up top, you know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about not getting the nutrients per se. And then couple that with you know what I'm saying, protein shake. So it's more for your protein. And then, you know, put that with my breakfast. So, you know, that's usually how I go. And it's been holding me down the last couple of days. I ain't even been feeling it like that today. So I'm ready and I'm with it. Now it's just trying to get the spiritual part together, trying to put my mind, my body, and my spirit all back together. And that's what I'm on. You know what I'm saying?
That's what all I'm right.
on. Yes, sir.
It is. It is. The journey begins. The journey begins. There you go.
Yep.
You was talking about that nutritionist shit. I was thinking about that. That clip I seen online, bitch, nigga, eat a salad. You seen that shit?
Yeah, I posted that shit.
Oh, okay.
I might have sent it to you.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah. But that shit was hilarious.
It probably went around, but I did see it. I reposted it on my thing. But yeah, nigga, eat a salad.
It's real.
Hey, why nigga sent it to me? I was eating a chicken wing. I was like, "Yeah, damn, shit, man. You know what, man? You right. I posted it. You know what I'm saying? because niggas do need a salad around this motherfucker.
At least one. At least, at the very least, one. You know, just one a day. You know what I mean? Like, if you could manage that. It definitely made me go get some spinach and arugula together. You know what I'm saying? Throw some tomatoes with it and lock in. But it's real. It's sad that it's like you gotta be that aggressive with it to get motherfuckers to really get on point. You know what I'm saying? Put the ruga in arugula. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, nigga, eat a salad. I was with him all the way through till he started saying some shit about, where all the kids going? All them kids missing. Niggas eating kid meat? I said, what? What the fuck? He was all the way there until he started getting on his, you know, fucking tinfoil hat shit. But,
I checked out on him, you know what I'm saying, halfway through after he started rapping. You know what I'm saying? His rap got a little too, again, tinfoil, you know what I'm saying? A little too, you know, Neo-Hotepy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not the old one, he's the new version.
Mm-hmm. The www.hotep.com.
Word.
Maybe not even www, but just, IG Hotep. Yeah, it was interesting. It reminded me, I was telling my homie, I was like, they should put him on the remix to Expensive Jeans by Fonte. I don't know if you ever heard that record before. I think I might have sent it to you. Came out years ago, but it's like this. It's one of these records that's just about health, but like in a real sobering way. You know what I mean? Particularly, specifically, like aimed at like black men, you know, and all of the ailments that a lot of us endure and shit like that, and just, you know, just to be mindful. You know, we could be, you know, on all of that other shit. Motherfucker, make sure his fit is correct. You know what I mean? Make sure the whip is clean and all that other shit. And it's just like, you know, add that to your checklist. Put it at the top, as a matter of fact, you know. But it's just always interesting because, like you, it might not have been a chicken wing, but it might have been some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might have been some bullshit that I had on the plate. And I had to look at myself funny in the light. Come on, D, what you doing? You know, what are you doing? So, yeah, man. Shout out to the nutritionist, though, you know? That shit is, that's real. That's very necessary. So Ramadan has kicked off for you. You're on the journey, trying to hold it all together. I could dig it. You said your mind, body, and soul or spirit, right?
Yeah, it's really, you know what I'm saying, when your brain has an injury, and you're trying to, you know, I say all the time to people, you know what I mean, it's really, you have to reestablish a relationship with the world because it's not the same as it was. You know what I'm saying? From how you move to how you think and what you can't think, and you know what I'm saying? So you utilize what you can. So in reestablishing your relationship with time and space, you know what I'm saying? It feels disconnected from your body. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I could make it make sense, but like, say, you know, you were fully able, capable, and then you're in an accident, you're in a wheelchair, right? So now you got to, your relationship with time and space changes, how you move, you know what I'm saying? And then, so that's your mind and your body, right? But then with your spirit, you know what I'm saying, it's just, mine was just kind of like, okay, I'm here, but you know what I'm saying? We all in separate places, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to bring it all back into one, you know what I'm saying, one space, or not, or somehow, you know, utilize it as an expansion and put it in many places. I don't know how that works, but this is what the things you have to go through in trying to put it all together. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you don't pull it all back how it was and you do it in a whole nother kind of way. But these are the things that you're faced with when things have changed. And, you know, again, I ain't had the worst of the outcomes, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't no complaint. It's just some shit nigga got to go through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's definitely, I guess, you know, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense, you know? And shit, even for people that didn't have, you know, something traumatic happen, it's just like, it's something to, it's a reminder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, make sure your shit is aligned. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what you're doing this for? What are you making a priority? What is really a priority? You know,
right.
I don't know. It's deep. Like, you know, you know, I was out yesterday, took a little walk around the city.
Word.
Cause
how was the weather?
Yeah, it was. Huh?
How's the weather?
The weather was alright. The weather, it was windy as shit.
Oh.
It was windy as shit, but it's like it was bright and nice outside, you know. And it was windy during, like, in the beginning of the day, right. Towards the middle, towards the end of the day, it felt a little bit more mild or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, let me get out here, because you could feel like that spring is around the corner. You know what I mean? Like, it's coming, and it's, you know, New York City in the spring and the summertime is undefeated. You know, it's one of those. It's propaganda weather. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, get your I Love New York pin out. You know what I'm saying? Some of that hardship starts to, you know, defrost. It's still a lot of bullshit, but it just look a little nicer. Mm-hmm. But just took a little walk around I was downtown. Just walking around, hitting a few spots, checking out like a lot of like brick and mortar shops, you know, like, you know, post pandemic, you know, I'm out, but I haven't really gone like shopping, like clothes shopping in particular. I do that very infrequently, and I've finally somewhat adjusted to just kind of buying shit offline.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always preferred going in the spot, you know, touching the goods, you know what I'm saying? Seeing what's what, trying shit on maybe, whatever. But just, and also just being in the stores, you know? Like, because that's one thing that I've noticed, it matters even more now that we're in like a, you know, an online shopping space. It's like, if you're gonna have an actual shop, then the experience needs to feel like something, you know? Like, just growing up, just going to various shops of all kinds, from like anything, whether it's a record shop, whether it's a record store, whether it's a comic book shop, whether it's a clothes shop, sneaker shop, all of that shit. You know, like, how's the vibe feel? Like, what's it look like? What's the layout? You know what I mean? What's the service like? Who are the people that are, like, running the shit? Like, it's a culture to itself, you know? Like, and just walking around New York City, I noticed, like, there's a couple things. There seems to be, like, not a resurgence, but, like, an abundance, one, of like pizza shops are super popular now. Not just not like your average round the way, you know, simple and direct pizza shop. Like, now the pizza is like this little hybrid of the nostalgic aesthetic of the around the way pizza shop, the slice shop as they call it, but like with you know, better ingredients. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, good flour, good, you know what I mean? Whatever. And it's been going on for a long time. I mean, you got shops like Scars or Lindustry and all of these other various places, you know, like, but like, as I was walking around yesterday, literally, like, there's so many pizza shops of all kinds, like these little bit of elevated pizza shops popping up everywhere. It just feels like it's a wave. Mm-hmm. That it's a bunch of smoke shops or head shops, whatever you want to call them, you know, ever since, you know, weed has been decriminalized, you know what I'm saying? And New York is going wreck. Like, these shits is everywhere. It's like everywhere. It's like three or four on a block. Like, ridiculous. And it's crazy because, yeah, it's bananas. And it's crazy because I don't smoke no more, but I've always been a fan of, like, the... Nah, I stopped smoking back in the pandemic.
Tinctures?
Yeah, the whole vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Player.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Yeah. But I still, even before I was smoking weed, I used to always fall through some of them stores because there was always like the counterculture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Always be some different shit. Like back in the, you know, I was just thinking about it. You know, back in the day, especially like late 90s or early 90s, whatever, like you go to some of these places, that's where you could find out what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Flyers and shit in there, maybe certain, you know, magazines or papers, whether it's like the Village Voice. I remember back in the day, there used to be this little little magazine called Flyer Magazine, which was like kind of like a little listing of all of the little parties in the city for that week or maybe even that month. You know what I'm saying? Who was DJing here and blah, 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 blah. It was like the directory, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Before like the internet kind of took that over. But that's where you would go to like to be on some shit. Like you back when you had to really seek out shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So seeing all of that, I think these are way different now. These are definitely about like, I don't think it's that type of, some of them are, but I don't think it's that type of curated space like it used to be. This is just more like, yo, some cop and go type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we got all of the za, we got all the exotic fly shit. You know what I mean? Where it might be real, it might not be, but you know these fucking designs on the bag are amazing. So you know what I mean? Come through, blah blah blah. It's just wild to see. Like the weed is just laid out. They got the little things where you could smell the weed if you want to, or like the little monocle box where you could look at the trichomes and all the shit. It's wild to me. And it's like, damn, what the fuck? Like, I left the game. This shit turned into a whole nother situation. And then, lastly, what I peeped out, you know, just, again, just being out in the world, I hit a bunch of, like, sneaker spots, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of little, there's a bunch of resale spots, a lot of resale spots, some big ass retail, like resale spots, like huge square footage, big fucking places. Again, like a few on a block reselling sneakers. But what I also found was at some of these, like just more so low key stores, and I'm not hesitant to say it because I actually asked one of the guys that was working at the store, I'm like, yo, am I bugging or are sneakers back? Like being able to actually buy sneakers in real life. You know what I'm saying?
That
like
they not as popular.
Maybe I don't know what it is. Maybe the bubble has burst, maybe the market has stabilized, whatever. But I was saying, you know, like, it's like, you know, sneakers there, they turned into as seen on TV, but it's really the apps and the web. Right, right. But like, you know, I'm seeing shit like this and I'm like, wait a minute, nigga, yo, y'all got these in? Y'all got these in my word? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm seeing sneakers that I thought were like hard to find type shit out in the world, like chilling. He was like, yeah, it's a good time if you buying sneakers, it's good. He was like, you know, he still said it was like, if you come like on the day it drop or maybe a day after or whatever, you got a great chance of, you know, getting sneakers. Surprisingly, just about that, like, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, he signed a deal with the sneaker company Anta, A-N-T-A. Mm-hmm. I think they're a Chinese sneaker company. But, you know, like, you know, he left Nike or whatever. They parted ways or whatever. And, you know, Kyrie's line was kind of one of the more popular sneaker lines. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if the newer generation, like with young kids, they like Kyrie, they like KD, but like Kyrie's was one of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he inked this deal with Anta. And, you know, so they put out a sneaker. And it looked similar to, like, what he was doing with Nike silhouette-wise. I think the design is a little busy or whatever. I guess he had the IP to his own logo because it looks similar. But them shit sold out. Mm. And that's interesting. Like, to see... You know, because I don't know if it's ever really been done. You see a lot of these certain athletes, you know what I'm saying, like maybe catch a better deal or, you know, they might spin it and say, yo, we trying to make things a little bit more affordable. But then they go with like some of these kind of off-brand type of sneaker manufacturers. And more often than not, they not it. You know what I mean? They become relegated to the, what are those realm of sneakers, and this guy Kyrie might have a fighting chance. You know, I'm not gonna call it too early, but the motherfuckers might be running around in Antas.
I mean, you know?
Cause that's go ahead. What are you about to say?
Does it at this point for him? Uh-huh. Does it even like hit for him to eat for people to even be buying them and putting them on and sporting them? Is the fucking job for him. I'm sure his check will reflect that. But it's like, even with, what's my name? Marbury and goddamn Shaq. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They was selling out of them shits at Walmart or wherever they was selling them, but they was steady selling. They wasn't the shits, but they was steady selling. And I wonder for Kyrie, what's the objective for him? Is it to just get them on people's feet or to be hot in the game?
I think it's to be hot in the game because I want to say, I'm not sure, but I feel like I seen him say something like, I had the hottest sneakers at All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. Also seen Anthony Edwards say the same thing too. But yeah, I think, well, one, the Starberries or the Shaq joints that was at Walmart, you know, those was priced to go. You know what I'm saying? Those were like, the Starbursts was famously $20. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how much the Shaq joints were, but they was at Walmart, so they're not hitting you over the head. These Kyrie shits is $125. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not
not cheap, huh?
Mm-mm. They are in the game. You're gonna have to come up out your pocket to get in here, and them shits were sold out. Now, obviously, who knows how limited the run was, but what I'm saying is it's pretty interesting to see that. Like, oh, shit, like, this could be something. This could be something. I also, you know, I'm away from it, and everything, you know, generationally, things have changed. Things do change, but there are a lot more sneakers that are like in the conversation a little bit more than used to be. You know, mm-hmm. There's some new brands that you see out there, whether like, you know, and it is like shit that, you know, it's not just the regular, it's not just the you know, the top three.
Right.
Like it's some other brands out there that are moving units and they not cheap. And it's just kind of interesting to see the market kind of diversify a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It was kind of cool just to be in the world though.
Word.
Yeah.
So what was your takeaway?
I mean, that was it. Takeaway was it was just good to be outside. I mean, I'm outside a lot, but I haven't really been going to these little like mom and pop situations. It's just interesting to see like what's going, like how things have kind of reconfigured, you know, like as far as what seems to be selling, what seems to be moving culture. It don't feel like as robust as it used to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm like? Like I said, it kind of, there's like, I've seen those, particularly those like three silos, whether it's these new pizza shops that are kind of like a wave. And then, you know, like all of these fucking, you know, random ass, you know, smoke shops that have been around for years now, basically since the shit got decriminalized and probably even prior to that, but like all the way out in front, you know what I'm saying? And then I was more so like kind of taken aback by the fact that, oh shit, like sneakers are, you could actually grab them shits and try them on again. You know, like that was a thing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that felt interesting to see. That just felt interesting to see. So it was cool. It was cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how, what the summer and the spring is going to be like out here. You know, right, and then also with fucking bum ass congestion pricing around the corner, that's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
When that supposed to start?
You know? Allegedly, I heard April. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the absolute day is. There's still a part of me that's just hoping that they just gonna throw that shit away, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? But I just thought I'll be honest with you, man, and I don't even like talking about it. You know, I've been talking about this shit for a couple years. Quite a few years now. And consistently I did a little evaluation on myself. Consistently when I bring this shit up, that shit, like, triggers me in a way that other shit does not. I get legitimately upset about that, like, hot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even like to really engage in the conversation but for so much. But I will say this. I was very, like, I'm like, goddamn, like, nobody in, like, New York, like, you know, I've been saying for a long time, New York City don't seem like they fuck with drivers. But I was surprised that, like, it didn't seem like the drivers really put up much of a fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, when, you know, at least based on what I've been reading, what I've been seeing, like, I just thought it was going to be way more blowback, way more outrage. And it just feels like people are just like, I guess this is what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, it's disappointing.
I mean, but who... I mean, I wonder who votes on that. Do the Manhattan people or is it city, is the borough wide? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's citywide. I think it's everybody because it affects New York City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, it's an MTA thing, you know? Right. Like, it's, you know, it's tolls, New York, and it shit involves New York. It's right. New York tolls, but yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure exactly who it is, but like, even when they were having, like, you know, some of the meetings, like, you know, where they come out, I was gonna go to one. It was on Zoom. I totally forgot. Mm-hmm. But like, even the ones that in person, like when people was going out there, it looked like people was coming out there. And when I was reading up on it, and I don't know if it was just the story that they weren't put out there, but they were saying like the percentage of pushback, it was like surprisingly low. I'm mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is going on here? But anyway. Yeah, man, that's super whack. Super whack. So we gonna see. Anyway. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I was doing yesterday.
Yeah. I took some walks. I've been taking walks every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to get my, you know, every time I feel a little tired, I just take a walk, you know what I'm saying? Maybe once a day. But hit about a good little 20 minute. You know what I'm saying? Brisk walk to get the heart rate going a little bit. And the reason why I say that a little bit is it's not like, you know, high energy as shit. But when I was in the rehab, you know what I'm saying? They won't mm-hmm. take you if your blood pressure up, right? They won't let you do the shit. And so one of the physical therapists that I had, she would, if it was up, she would be like, you know what, just jump on this stationary bike and give me about 15 minutes of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then after 15 minutes, it dropped down and then you'll be able to do the shit. So same thing, if I feel kind of tired or something like that, I'll just get out, you know, hike some of these hills. You know, this is a hilly part of town, so you know what I'm saying? Hit them hills for a few minutes and then come back. And I'll be right back to it. I took a walk right before we got on here because I was tired. Yeah. So it works. Shit. I need to keep my little exercise regime up.
Yeah. Nah, it's real. This shit is real. I believe that. I believe that. And it's funny that you say that, because I was just having a conversation. It was times when, like, you know, I try to get out, you know, and take a walk similarly. But there's been times when I'll be out, like, I'll have, like, a show, and my show, my spot be, like, 9 o'clock. And I'll go to, you know, on my way to the show, like, 8:15. And then when I go outside, I'm like, damn, dog, I wasn't outside the whole fucking day. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a day missed, right? Mm-hmm. And then there'll be times I'm like, well, shit, if I got a 9:30 spot, I go downtown and I do all of this shit, da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to be too tired to when I get on stage. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to my homie. He was like, shit, nigga, what, you bucket. He was like, wouldn't going outside, that shit might just energize you for everything. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just all about perspective a little bit. And it's the fact that you actually have real, you know, evidence that that is the case. Mm-hmm. Just makes it, brought it full circle. But yeah, that's what kind of prompted me to take that walk yesterday, just to move around. Typically, I'll run back uptown. You know what I'm saying? I was like, let me, while I'm out here, let me be out here. Yeah, so, yeah, it's real. It's a beautiful thing, though.
Yeah, man, shit, man. Life, man. You know, you take a lot of it for granted. You don't pay attention to a lot of it, but that old Ellen Langer mindfulness is something I'm really looking deeper into. You know what I mean? Because just assuming that you don't know, you know what I mean? Which you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you come out and the world is different, you don't know. So you don't look at the world like you know everything. So when you look at it like, I need to learn, or I need to know, or I need to figure out how to get from here to there, then that mindfulness comes into play. And when you apply that shit to everything, everything becomes a lot easier. It feels a lot easier. It's not as fucked up when it doesn't, the outcomes aren't the same. You know what I'm saying? You become detached to your outcomes and do what you're supposed to do, knowing that if you do what you're supposed to do, the shit will happen. It will come together. You know what I'm saying? So being on that tip, you know what I mean, I think is something I wanna zone in on during this fast.
That's dope. That's good. That's good to give yourself, like, you know, there's actually a formal moment where you could kind of like focus on some shit. Not to say that you could do that without Ramadan, but it's a beautiful thing that it's just like, all right, while I'm doing this, let me look at this.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, shit, dog. You see any of the Oscars?
I actually worked doing like some posts and shit like that, but I wasn't actually watching because I was doing what I like to call the art projects, so doing the thumbnails and shit like that. So I was just taking what they were sending me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I did see Divine caught her win. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. But what did you see that was interesting?
I missed the Divine win. Mm-hmm. I was thrown off too when they were like towards the end when they were giving away the lead actress. So I was like, what did they give supporting actress? But this year, you know, and I'm not sure if it was in relation to, but you know, we sprung forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at Sunday, I was a little off. Like, I felt like I was behind the eight ball a little bit. Like, time was spinning. And it was funny because I woke up that Sunday, and obviously the time had sprung forward, but I totally forgot about it. And I looked at the time, and I was like, damn, yo, I slept good. I was proud of myself. Like, nigga, I slept good. Then I got my little screen time report, you know, your little adult report card. Got my screen time. My shit was down like 80%. I was like, oh, shit, look at this nigga reclaiming, you know what I mean? You productive ass motherfucker. And then I realized, oh, this shit went up an hour. So it is what it is. But so being that, it looked like this year the Oscars started at 7. So as opposed to 8 o'clock, I had planned to, you know, watch it at 8. So I, you know, started watching it basically around like 8 o'clock.
And so I missed the Divine Joy Randolph joint. And I also missed, I'm not sure if it was even even televised, but I missed the Court Jefferson win, which I predicted. I was like, I think he gonna win. Mm-hmm. I ain't know about everything else. You know, American Fiction was still like probably my favorite, not probably, it was my favorite movie of last year. Right. You know what I'm saying? As far as that was in the Oscar race. I did see the holdovers, and I like Divine Joy Randolph in that. I just like her as an actress anyway. I think she's ill. I was hoping to see Sterling K. Brown win for mm-hmm. supporting actor. I didn't assume that Jeffrey Wright was going to win. I just, you know, he was up against, you know, a lot of that. You know, he's just up against some big names. And I think that Jeffrey Wright kind of suffers a little bit from the curse of consistency. Like, he's so official that it's almost overlooked. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the standard. It's just, that nigga's good. And sometimes it don't feel like a breakout performance when all your performances are ill like that, you know? So, I was happy to see Emma Stone win, because I did see Poor Things. And I thought she killed that shit. She went all out on it. I thought Lily Gladstone at first, I think I even said it on here, after I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, I thought she was going to get the Oscar, but then I saw the Emma Stone performance, so I wasn't surprised. And then, shit, beyond that, Oppenheimer kind of ran the board, and I still haven't watched it. I started it, but it's not my type of shit. I'm going to watch it, though, because for all of the shit that it's done, you know, but I think the black and white and all of that shit, and even the subject matter, it wasn't as interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out just so I could kind of, you know, be, you know, like in line with what's going on. But yeah, overall, it was cool. It was cool. It was interesting. I like seeing Jimmy Kimmel go in on Trump, which was wild. Trump on his shit again. This nigga live tweeting. I thought it was a bit at first until I realized, oh shit, now this is real. You know, that was.
Do you usually stay in tune with the Oscars like that?
Yeah, for the last few years. But you know, some years are better than other years. Some years are like, you know, I'm more inclined. Like, if it's some shit that I was excited about and mm-hmm. people that I was excited about that are nominated, then yeah, I'll be into it. But yeah, I fuck with it.
Word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a little exciting, you know what I'm saying? Last year or whatever year that was when Will got the pop.
Oh, we'll do.
the black producer.
Yeah, that was, you know? Yeah. Now that was an interesting Oscars just overall, besides that whole moment. Like, that was a lot of, there was, you know, it was a good look, you know what I'm saying? Up until it wasn't, you know what I mean? But shit, yeah, it was a good look just as far as, you know, the diversity of it all. And then, you know, shit went left. Shit went left. It was what it was.
No doubt. Yeah. But, you know, I was good. I was glad to see that American Fiction got some props, you know what I'm saying, on the script and the guy who put it together got his Oscar on that. Because it wasn't like the movie was so out of the box or so this and so that. It was just what it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make a movie. Just like, you know what I'm saying, like other genres, they just make a movie. And it, you know what I'm saying? It's well done. Okay, they get an award. You know what I'm saying? Like, for ours, it got to be culture bending and, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, that was amazing. But to see somebody write an adaptation and just make a movie. You know what I'm saying? With some black actors. And that's what it is. Nobody put no hot sauce on it or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, we did some cinema. You know what I'm saying? And it was like an inclusion into the cinema club, an old mumblecore ass movie.
Yeah, like we talked about it, like it didn't have to be over the top or like, you know, fucking bunch of trauma and, you know, whatever the tropes that make black cinema more appealing to the masses. It's just it was a good solid movie. I like the fact that what I thought was really cool was how they kind of, I don't even want to say Trojan horse because it sounds like they snuck in it, but it was just like they had a movie that has some commentary on what's going on, you know, at least some artistic commentary that, you know, could even apply to everybody, but specifically, you know, a black artist or whatever. And then on the same side, they had like a nice little black love story with some regular people.
We're grown, you know? Grown, like, regular people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, nah, I thought it was dope. I thought the shit was well written, you know. Yeah. So I was happy that shit got as many nominations as it did. But my picks were, I was like, I think Sterling might get one. And I think that Cora Jefferson had a good shot at adapted screenplay, and he pulled that shit off. So salute.
Word up.
Speaking of adapted screenplays, I think it's time to take it on the way out to Detroit out here. You know what I mean? To the Midwest. Into the A. BMF. Most recent episode 2. I forgot the name of this episode, but we back in there, you know. I think when we last left off, you know, what happened when we last left off? I know Meech had to save the day a little bit or help T.
Yeah, they were shooting kinda out with the Miami boys and the.
All right,
yeah.
And then T, he helped T with the cats that kind of tried to kill him and Markeisha.
Right, you know? Right. Markeisha, so, oh man.
Mm-hmm. So we come back. We come back to Detroit. We see that, you know, we see T then finally moved out his family's house. You know what I'm saying? Old T.
Oh, Stormtrooper T. Grown ass, high school ass, balling ass T.
I call him the Stormtrooper because he loves storming out of a situation. He get upset real fast. He'll throw a fit quick. So he get to the spot. He got all his final belongings from mom and dad's crib, and he pull up to this big ass house that he got for him, Markeisha, and the kids. About to go get the kids who think Markeisha was just in a car accident.
Right.
Markeisha's like, listen, I don't think we should do this. You know what I mean? I love you, but I don't want to live with you because, nigga, you're bringing too much shit to my doorstep. I know I'm already a drug dealer's wife. But your shit is just a little too volatile, and I feel as though now that I'm at this nice little place with this, you know what I mean, this little cul-de-sac, a lot of little solitude, I think I need to protect my peace. So I need you, my nigga, to go yonder, you know what I mean? We'll make this relationship long distance, but I need you to flee the scene. And T got upset. So you want me to just fund your lifestyle and not be around? And she's like, well, what really? And he stepped the fuck off and ran back to old Wanda. You know what I mean? Came back sweet talking to Wanda like, hey, Wanda, I just, you know, I realize the wrongs of my ways. You know what I mean? I see that you are the one that really cares for me, and I'm out here bugging out and all of this other shit when I'm losing sight of what really was really important. And that's, you know me, I got a wandering eye already, so it's tough sometimes to bring it all together into focus. So, but now I'm here, you know what I mean? She said, let me get your hair, swear on the baby in my stomach like it's a Bible. Tell us man, that you ain't gonna do no bullshit. So he basically,
I guess he, I don't want to say he lied, but he definitely tell her and the new baby on the way, look, I'm here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I need to move in. And this is what it's going
to
be.
I didn't expect you to jump to that part so quick because it was like a little gap in between. But
okay. What happened? What I missed?
You ain't missed nothing. But T went and gathered up his family real quick. Shit. But if you look at it from Marquise's point of view, come on, man. It's Disney-like to my husband, my whole husband is shooting out at us.
Right.
And then I'm just going to live, one, and then live with you and bring the kids with you, thinking so he can shoot us all again as soon as you ain't home? Man, we might want to think about this. We could still be together, but goddamn, T.
Yeah.
Tender dick T.
Yeah. But see, now, this is the thing. There's a couple things that I was like, ha. One, so who got hit when they did the hit? I guess it wasn't Markeisha's.
Oh, yeah, they did kill husband. They did kill that nigga.
Did they kill him? Or did they kill him?
Because when he was talking to Mark, that's people probably looking at this screen. Nigga, what is you talking about? Nah, yeah, because remember when he came in to Markeisha and he tried to be like, he thought she was grieving. He was like, yeah, I know grieving is tough. But she like, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Grieving
this is a
you.
Bad situation. Like, I can't be living with your hot ass.
Yeah, but see, that makes me, that's a little bugged out, because if the threat is neutralized, at least somewhat, it's like, well, I mean, yeah, shit, why not? If the motherfucker that was sending shots your way is gone, there's that. But then also, you conveniently waited till this whole shit was set up. You know what I mean? Now you basking in this new, you know, this new safe, protective neighborhood to be like, hey, I appreciate the gesture, but you can't be here. You know what I mean? I know the plan was for us to both do this together, but I'm just going to need you to be the sponsor of the situation.
So you saying she just played it like that, like he was going to get out of the crib and then get out the way?
I'm not saying that she did it with, that was her intent, but that's definitely how it came across. It definitely came across as like, yeah, nah, I need you to fund this from afar. And I don't think that was part of the plan. You know what I mean? So it was just a little convenient that happened. And it was just the setting was funny too, because she ain't even really sit up all the way in bed. You know what I'm saying? She was linked. Yeah. Yeah, she was linked back, enjoying, you know what I mean? Basking. You know, she's in a basking position.
I didn't read it like that, but I could see that. Yeah, I could see that at an angle, too.
She was basking. Yeah, she was like, yo, look. Look. You know what I mean? Like, look, they didn't even hug him. They didn't even give that man a hug. It was just like, hey, listen, before you sit your box down, I need to talk to you about some things. I need to talk to you about your exit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. We're going to need to relocate you. And he had to get the fuck out of there, you know? And it was, I mean, look, it made sense. Like, I got kids. I don't want, you know, I already got shot up. I got a lot of my moms and my kids that I didn't get shot up. I just got into a little, you know, a vehicular situation. But shit is hot. Maybe you might have, you know, quelled it a little bit, but there might be some, you know, might be some blowback. You know, this is the streets. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, you seem to be the real target here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I need you to kind of put some
step
distance
off
between. Yeah. You kind of fucking up the setting.
Yeah, you're fucking up these chandeliers I'm about to get in the Marvel.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? You can't live here though. Yeah, I see it.
Take it easy, but you be cool. Be safe. Right, yeah. Right. Be safe though. Exactly. Shout out to Taxstone. So he come back, you know, he go see Wanda and shit, and then, you know, he patched things up with Wanda seemingly kind of fast. At the same time, which is such a convenient way, I guess, to advance the plot, but also I guess just is just how it was back in the days.
they find out on the news that the plug got popped. You know what I'm saying? It's over. The plug is in custody. It's over for him. Mm-hmm. You know? So damn, now we need a new travel agent. That little metaphor was funny.
Enter you know what I mean? The magical, mystical Negro.
Oh man. Wait, who's the mystical Negro?
Meech.
Okay. Yeah. No, I thought you meant somebody new. Yeah, of course. Of course. The golden child. The nigga that gets shit done. When he'll see it, he'll find a way out of no way and make it look easy. Yeah. Go ahead. What was your thoughts on some of this shit?
Oh, well, one, you know what I'm saying? Old Loco and his partner rolled up on Meech Mama Crib.
Pops.
Yeah, and Pops answered the door. But, you know, Pops on his way out, according to the script. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Pops is over there doing some handy work, got his hammer, you know what I'm saying, trying to do some work at the house now. And Loco and them roll up like, you know what I'm saying, I need to see, you know what I'm saying, Dimitri. He's like, man, you at the wrong place. He's like, nah. And, you know, it looked like one of them, you know, he was ready for the action. You know what I'm saying? Loco was ready for the action, but his partner was like, yeah, you know, come on, man, let's just chill. Leave him alone. He don't know nothing about this. And they walked off because he got his hammer, but they got the hammers. You know what I'm saying? The real hammers. Uh-huh. So, you know, then Mr. Charles, you know, he storms on over, speaking of storming, he storms on over to the new restaurant, the family business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To straighten it out. While Meech was on the phone, he's like, listen, Meech, somebody came over here looking for you. Next time, I'm going to just give them your number. Send them to you. You know what I'm saying? And then he looked at T, yo disappointing ass nigga. He didn't say that, but that's how he looked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And rolled out. Meanwhile, the dry spell is on. Supposedly, I mean, you know, they ain't even hit no dry spell because once they seen the plug was going to jail, they pulled back the weight that they was supposed to give to somebody else, and now they was figuring out a plan. You know what I mean? So. First, T was going to work his plan. And he heard about some, you know, people across town, you know what I'm saying, that don't appear to be what they are. You know what I'm saying?
He was
to go see them, you know what I'm saying, or her, you know what I mean? And so he goes and, you know what I'm saying, he can see that she's handling her business, you know what I'm saying? She got her frames on and her gold teeth looking like the 80s, you know what I'm talking about? And then they get to chopping it up, you know, he gonna sweet talk her into buying her product in a whole paragraph full of code. You know what I'm saying? That was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nobody really do it like that on TV. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Put that code switch up on there. And so, you know what I'm saying? Then we were put to the task of watching how do you describe it? It's not, she wasn't trans, but she was like cross-gendered. You know what I'm saying? She dressed like a woman, but, you know, had male parts. So she was.
She's aggressive, right? That's what they call them. I don't know.
Nah, but she had a real ding-a-ling.
Nah, that was a strap-on.
How you figure that?
She strapped that shit on.
They said that it was, she didn't. She wasn't what she looked like. You know what I'm saying? And then when she was playing cards with the nigga, she was like, yeah, I fucked your bitch the other night.
Yeah, you know, but I don't think it was that. I don't think it was like she was like biologically a dude. I think she
girl suck her strap on.
Yeah, I think so, which is crazy, which sounds bugged out, but I think so.
I don't know, dog. I mean, I read it as she was cross-gendered or something. You know what I'm saying? Because they said that she wasn't as she seemed. But I don't know.
Y'all let us know in the comments.
Somebody straighten it out for me. Because I thought it was
no
a man.
No pun intended.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so ain't no puns in this, my nigga. Ain't no pauses. Ain't no puns. Nah, goddamn. Like I said, I'm just like all the other viewers getting forced into a situation.
Hilarious. I think that was attachment. But
But what, back to that real fast. That was a funny part. It's just so funny how some of this shit is, it plays out. So she at the card table. She's talking all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the guy was with your lady every night of the week, last week or some shit like that. Live over there on such and such and such and such. Brown skin girl, red lips or the ass cheeks. Yeah, I touched that, this, that, the other thing. He start wilding. She unsheathed the sword, put the sword to his neck. The other yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Pull that. See, she got the sword. The other one got the gun. He's like, all right, you got me now. You know, all of this just flared up. All of this flared up. This nigga is not even out the door. BMF, nah. Yo, no, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Shit like the Duke's Hazard. But what I'm saying is, all of this shit flared up. This nigga ain't even out the room. Shorty damn near ain't even put her weapon away. Here come T strolling up in the middle of all of this shit. Like, he didn't even see it. Hey, so listen. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Give it a beat. Like, give that shit a beat. Like, let it settle. This nigga's like, yo, it's that shit just... It was just something funny to me when I saw that. I was like, damn, that nigga is right on top of it. This is still the same down. You know what I mean? Right. We ain't even, but anyway, go ahead, keep going.
So, you know, he makes a deal with the strap-on lady to, mm-hmm. you know, in a very slick manner, because she basically had him by the balls, no pun intended. Because, you know, they ain't had no work. She had to work. Everybody would be coming getting to work for me. So I'm going to charge a higher price. But then he sweet talked it into whatever, you know, all of the flinery charm to giving him the deal that he was looking for.
He did leave her hanging, though, which was a little odd.
In the next, when it was a, next part?
No, when they was about to shake on the deal, he ain't shake her hand. He kind of kept, he left her hanging, like, deliberately, and it walked off.
T is persnickety. You know how he do.
Yeah, no, T's a funny guy. Old stormtrooper. But you got it.
So he do that deal, you know what I'm saying? Stay straight for now. Cut to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The magical, mystical Meech is working his program. You know, we got to find a plug, you know what I'm saying? By any means necessary, you know what I mean? And so they were going to charm, you know, he was going to find one of the girls that tell him the business because they, you know, and, you know, they always give you the play because it's like, you know, yeah, the chicks always know the business, so I'm going to get one of them, you know what I'm saying? So, boom. He goes at it, you know what I'm saying? I do want to say that the 2 Chainz wig is fucking him up. I had to pay attention to, is it his acting? You know, what's going on here? And I just kept getting thrown off by the Afro wig that was high in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, that's funny. I gotta, I'm gonna watch that shit again. I ain't even peeping all that. It's a little crazy.
So Meech, you know what I'm saying, talks to a stripper. He needs to get in touch with the other stripper. She like, you know what I'm saying, you know, he break off, smooth talks her, and all of a sudden he had dinner with her. You know what I'm talking about? With the you know what I'm saying, the girl that's gonna give him all the lowdown. You know what I'm saying? She running her life story. She been in the foster home, and she working, getting money for a nigga. He, you know what I'm saying? He landed on. Yeah, your nigga shouldn't have you out here doing that. What kind of shit is this? You know what I'm saying? Right. So he throwing dirt on her little life. You know what I'm saying? You better than this.
saving a stripper with every nigga think he could do. Right. He's gonna do it immediately. Right. First of all, take a stripper, seemingly one of the hottest strippers in the city, to a place that she ain't never been to, and he's such a different nigga. She said, you know, I meet a lot of niggas, but you so different.
Well, it is the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, it's you know, niggas didn't venture out as much, you know what I'm saying, on the restaurant tip, you know what I mean? So could be possible, but you know, Meech is magical and mystical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So, so they you know what I'm saying, they putting their play together, you know what I mean, with his homie from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they got the scribbles in the background with the Organics. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see Organics on the strip scene, you know what I'm saying? So throwback to the Organics, you know what I mean? And then, you know, somebody was roughing up his stripper who was giving him the lowdown. He went over there and beat him up real quick, real fast, then snatched himself right back into position. You know what I'm saying?
Smooth.
You know, Neo came out with his slick talking. No, that was the next scene, but
that's,
you know,
later.
That's later. But anyway, so now he think he got it figured out. He gonna go see the plug. You know what I'm saying? They get there, niggas is already dead. You know what I'm saying? The Miami Killers, the MKs, I mean, is already posted waiting for them, you know what I'm saying? But lo and behold, you know what I'm saying, who's inside, who done deaded the two that's inside? It's old Loco. You know what I'm saying? And then they had to, I mean, this was the ridiculous part, you know what I'm saying? They had to, they insulted at least my intelligence in the way that they wrote this part of the script, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Where it was like, so you came here looking for me, and you did. You like, he had to break down all the shit like we couldn't put it together. You know what I'm saying?
The plot points. For those of us watching.
Damn, nigga. Shit, nigga. Spoiler alert, nigga. Nigga, Meech doing spoilers. Meech doing spoilers in his own show. So, Loco, he... Now, they shooting up the crib with AKs. You know what I'm saying? Like... AKs go through concrete, nigga. This is an old plywood ass house. Loco just walking through that motherfucker like, nigga, shoot your bullets, nigga. Whatever.
That's what I felt like. Loco more magical than Meech. This nigga lit his cigar. He is in the middle of a casual conversation in a hail of gunfire. So Meech, tell me, are you from Detroit? What's up? East side? What's up? Where you from? Oh, man.
I heard about you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Then they, of course, wiped the Miami boys out. Here's the other Miami disrespect. You know what I'm saying? So they tend to represent the Miami boys with the box Chevys, right? They always pull up in box Chevys. But the problem with these particular box Chevys is that this is the year 1990. These particular box Chevys are right around 1990s. You know what I'm saying? But they got them looking so raggedy. You know what I'm saying? It's like how box Chevys look now, you know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't even no raggedy box 90s box Chevys in rotation at that time. But okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. These are new schools. These ain't old schools.
Yeah, these new schools, but they got them looking like they pulling up in the old car, which they should have got
some all that gunfire. Man.
They should have got some 80s box Chevys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway, they deaded the Miami niggas, so the Miami niggas is out the way. The plug, Meech didn't have to find a plug because the plug came and found Meech. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To the next episode. It's like the end of an old Western. You know what I'm saying? You walk off into the sunset. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Now, I got a couple questions. Do you think that Neo tried to set Meech up?
Neo or the stripper?
Well, I think because the stripper worked for Neo, Greeny.
Right.
You know, that's what she was saying. Like, you know, Greeny saved my life, this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, I didn't put that together that he was Greeny.
Yeah, he was Greeny. I kind of put it together when I was, like, as I was watching it. Yeah, that's Greeny.
I needed Meech to do that spoiler alert. Now, Greeny
is Neo. No, he did. He did, too, because his man... His man said, I forget his man's name. His man was like, yo, do you think Angel set us up? He was like, I can't say she did. I can't say she didn't.
Right. And so then that's when he beat up. I didn't know if Neo was the one or the stripper.
Yeah, that's Greeny. Because then Neo came over and said, hey, drinks are on the house. You know what I mean? You know, I can't sell a bruised peach. Thanks, Meech. You know, some old slick Neo shit.
So who did Meech beat up?
Meech beat up the plug, like the other, there was two cats. Mm-hmm. Not Ty Washington. There's another cat. I forget my man's name. He was like, yo, because the 2 Chainz trying to hit him with a crazy metaphor. It's about, well, you know, he always got the barbecue, but shit, if you trying to go ahead and put some ribs on the grill, I got the gas. Some old wild shit. Yeah, some old other shit. Yeah, it was a little
disrespecting
much.
These niggas, man. Like, this ain't how local niggas be talking, man. Come on, now.
But so whoever the guy was that is kind of like not really on the whole camaraderie shit, his partner was the guy that was getting the lap dance by Angel. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, we could get the information out of her. Mm-hmm. And Greeny was like, don't do that, Meech. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to do all that shit. And I think, because he was like, you don't want to double cross the connect or some steal a connect. Like, he said some mm-hmm. shit, like some right. real, you know, warning type shit. And I think he might have got involved to kind of get Detroit up out of here, but it backfired. Mm-hmm. But okay, so there's that. But I gotta say, back to back episodes, not only is Meech, you know, the fucking, you know, the mystical, magical, you know, superhuman hustler of the year, but the niggas quotes are some of the funniest shit. When he be going in on T, him be saying some funny shit. So last week called that nigga old tender dick. Right. This time he was like, nigga, if you would just quit painting your toenails, we could get this shit off. And nigga, I said, what the fuck? That's some funny ass older brother, you know what I mean? Like disrespect. But the nigga said, that shit was just so funny out of nowhere. Nigga, what you need to do is quit painting your toenails and we could get it off, and then banged on him, click click, and then it was what it was. I just thought that shit was funny. We got the shit off to the side, so we'll see how this plays out a little later. But you know, former cop, you know, now trying to figure it out and save his son. I forget my man's name, but I forget his name on the show. Oh man, but anyway, he seems to have some type of dealings with the plug, that's the plug's father. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. I'm curious how that's going to play out. And then we're seeing a little bit, it's kind of slow and I don't even know how interesting it is, but I'm curious to see where they're going to go with this whole, the new True Detective. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? A young girl, now she speak Korean and all this other shit.
Mandarin, like, you know.
Yeah, Mandarin, man, on, Mandarin. Man. Stop. It's like, where we going with this? You right. know, no, you know what I also forgot? This is the whole other shit we forgot. Speaking of, last week we talked about how Nicole don't really have no moves on this shit.
Uh-huh.
Now it look like she about to have some young cat, nigga named Breeze, take sweep her up her feet, and then at the same time might be pregnant, and might be. She was like, "Yeah, they trying to get me to not be pregnant." So maybe, oh, was that what was going on when she was up in the little den
when the mom was pulled up? I'm talking about when they had the little medical setup. You know what I'm saying? She was like,
oh, she was trying to get the tampons.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then old Dr. Detroit, you know what I mean?
Dr. Detroit on that ass.
Yeah, is he heavy? Heavy. He like, he trying to be respectful, but still disrespectful too. Like, you know.
Charles is in trouble.
Hell yeah. That nigga, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's an MD. and Charles out this motherfucker struggling and unfaithful.
Shit, the whole nigga. Family, nigga. The Flannery's about to move on up, nigga.
Hell yeah.
The 8 Mile, shit. Nigga. Fuck Detroit.
Exactly, nigga. We moving to Ann Arbor. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know, you looking good. He's keeping it. He was coming on strong in front of the daughter. Man, damn, you looking good. Giggling.
She's like, what's thirsty. Going on? What's going on? Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't want nothing. I just want to take you out for lunch. You know what I'm saying? I don't mm-hmm. want to disturb a happy home, but shit, here's my card. Let's go get something to eat. She's so like, I can look in your eyes and tell you how I fucked up. He said, what?
I said, who said it was happy?
Right, right, right. Well, that's, you know, that's him, you know what I mean, assuming. But yeah, she took that card, tucked it in her bra. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Put it close to her heart.
The trip ooh. Shit, you did say that last week that she needed more lines. And
yeah.
My sister put together, Nina Packer, shout out to Nina Packer, put together a studio tour here for us, like Atlanta filmmakers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I ran into, you know, somebody I knew from FAMU. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, yeah, we looking, we doing some stuff, and we moving around. My daughter's acting, blah, blah, blah. And you know, she's on BMF. I'm like, which one? She was like, you know, Meech's little sister. I'm like, oh shit, we just talked. I told her about the pod, everything. Yeah, salute. We was talking about her on the pod last week.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, she done got some new lines too. So it's a little, it's a story end, cause that was getting a little tired with her just coming up at the end. Like, come on now, get her. Man.
Thank
like,
you, Meech.
Yeah, damn T. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, give her a little sub. So we gonna see what's going on. They obviously they in a new church. That was pointed out to me. I realized I forgot they ain't in Snoop Church no more. They can't go there no more. So now they're in like a little, you know what I mean? Little kind of, you know, fledgling church.
Yeah, you know, Snoop ain't re-up that contract. Like, shit.
Yeah.
Sketches paying the bills, nigga. Shit.
Uh-huh. Hilarious. So that's that. That's all I kind of remember. We'll see what's going on, man. We'll see how it all plays out. See what happens with Loco and them. You know, if it's going to be all good. Curious, there was that one little moment where I guess that was Mo's sister, Cash Doll's little sister that pulled up in the club, gave Meech a hug.
Man, I couldn't put that together.
I think that was how I was
just
like,
knew it was just Detroit. She from Detroit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ain't got no friends, just in the club.
Right. Dolo in the strip
ain't,
club.
Ain't stripping. No. You know what I'm saying? Ain't bartending.
Nah,
the
mad
girls
civilian.
Wasn't even coming to the clubs back then, but okay.
Oh, shit. She came just to give Meech a hug. She heard he was in town. She got on the bus, got on the martyr, just to go get that nigga a hug. You know what I mean? Right. Keep it platonic. But I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen with that, because that's going to be kind of interesting if that's his baby mama's little sister. If he going, you know what I mean?
Why did you put that together?
How did I put that together?
Yeah, that was Mo's sister.
Because I think they said, you know, damn, you know, I miss Mo or some shit like that.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
bitch,
okay,
I ain't
okay.
See. I think. I could be wrong. Let us know in the comments. I think that's what she said.
Okay,
or he
okay,
said
okay.
When they talk.
You gotta,
know what
I
mean?
Watch
oh,
these. I
got to
watch these shits
you.
With the goddamn closed captions.
Yeah. Nah, it's one of those. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit going on. But, yeah, we're going to see how it goes. Man. It should be interesting. I think Lil Baby might be in the next episode. So, you know what I mean? I'm curious to see how his acting is.
I damn sure got to put on the closed captions now.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah.
For sure.
We will see. But anyway, that's that. That's it, you know, shit. Yeah. I think it's time to transform and roll out. What you feeling?
Everything good, man. Shit. About to drink this green juice and transform.
Okay. There you go. You got a benediction for the people or no? And I'll be hitting you with these out the blue. They don't have to.
Well, it is another week, Conversationalist, and we appreciate you being here. And when we see you next week, we'll have more shit for you. And keep it thorough and keep it locked right here on In the Conversation on your favorite podcast network. Peace.
It is. Till next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.